True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joining us right now is Press Kavakoff, real estate developer who's also part of the city coalition, and they have just issued a report on basic city services, and he joins us. Press, welcome to the show.
Hi, Noah. Is that Arkansas pitcher that got the no-hitter pitch in the ninth?
I'm not sure. I was curious about the same. The same thing. I hope not.
I hope not. Anyway, yes, no, we pulled together. I think the last time you and I talked a couple of years ago, we were pushing getting the police in New Orleans some money and some cars, getting technology for the to tie the carceral agents together, to civilianize the force. Do proactive policing. I think it worked.
A lot of it did come together. We had this conversation earlier. I think a lot of processes have fallen in place. And I've been really excited about the solution rate of crimes. I know the crime's going down, but I think, you know, I like process, and it seems as though things have turned around.
Well, one thing we had on our city service coalition, which I'll describe in a second, a recommendation was to pay attention to the length of stay in OJC, the parish prison, which is way higher than the national average, and they got so many folks in there, 1,400. And I know in Jefferson Parish, I've heard that they had a rule that if you reached a certain level, then you'd find a way to release the less violent people. Is that true?
Oh, that's gone on since the 80s.
That's a smart procedure. I don't know how to get that for New Orleans. That's one of our recommendations. I was looking for a solution. That might be one. Anyway, I'll call you another day.
We adopted an objective measure of propensity for violence, and it's called Code 6. And we've made this presentation to the district attorney's office, to the city, probably five times over the last 20-something years about adopting something similar and having to deal with jail overcrowding. Because the more successful the NOPD becomes, the more pressure and stress it puts on the jail. And obviously, you want to selectively incapacitate the impact criminal, more so than all others, because they're the ones that are wreaking havoc on the streets of the community, and they're the ones that are totally destroying the quality of life and the success of a community. So those are the ones you obviously want to keep locked up first, right, and better utilize and get a better return on the investment of a jail bed. And that's always been... the objective in Jefferson. We've been in jail overcrowding conditions, Press, since 1971 or 1970.
Well, I'll come see you. You've got a wealth of experience. let me just say, Ron Fauché did a survey a couple of years ago saying that 80% of the citizens in New Orleans were dissatisfied with the delivery of basic services. That's sanitation, permitting, streets, sewage and water, crime and safety. You know that in the 60s we were 620,000 people, and now we're 357,000. And at this rate, we're heading for trouble. And so a group of us pulled together, cross-section, diverse cross-section of the city, say, what do we do? How do we fix that? It's not just the problem of a particular administration. It's been with us for a long time. How do we organize things? Whoever, obviously, electing a great mayor and a great council will solve a lot of problems, but we want to make sure that they've got a system that's most effective. And we hired a couple of mayors, very successful mayors, one from Washington to bail that city out when it went bankrupt, or almost went bankrupt, and the mayor of Pittsburgh, who moved that town from a coal town to a robotics town, and was elected three times in a row to advise us, and got some other advisors, and came out with a 217-page report, which nobody will read. There is a summary, and our top line recommendations, at least at the top line of the city, is the city is not a business. Government is not a business, but it has businesses in it. Each one of the basic services are a bunch of workers and leadership, and those are businesses, and they need to be effectively run. We need, so we're recommending very highly that we get a chief administrative officer, go get the best one you can, pay what you need. We pay half of what we pay our chief of police to that person now. Give them the authority to run the businesses. The other issues that came up were a lack of transparency and a lack of coordination. And so we're recommending a couple of coordinating councils. One we call the Capital Cabinet, Michael Hecht and Joe Threat and Gilbert at the Super Bowl, pull all the departments together and figure out how do we get ready for that. And the departments thanked them. They've been working in silos. And so we're formalizing that process that we have on the structural side of the city. We have a Capital Cabinet, and on the crime or justice and safety, we call it, we're recommending a coordinating council. You know this world well, where ATF, FBI, the carceral agents, as well as the many nonprofits coming together and represented by a group, are at the table on a regular basis. For instance, reducing the length of stay at jail requires intense coordination and cooperation from the district attorney, the judges, the public defender, and the jailer. So that parish jails are just holding stations. You're either going to go to the state penitentiary or you're going to get released. And so if you're in there too long, you build it up and you get too many people. So we want coordinating councils to meet on those issues so the different agencies are talking to each other. It's also very important to have the council and the mayor aligned. And so we're going to recommend that you identify in each of the five service areas what are the most important. You can't do 20 things, but what were the five things that each service area would do to make sure that you're moving in the right direction? And then have a technology department that can measure all those things and give you the data and put that information on a website so the public can be engaged. So the whole community, the public, the mayor, and the council, saying this is where we're going. These are the things we're going to try to accomplish and measure our success. So those are sort of the top line improvements. We're also recommending that the city attorney shouldn't represent the mayor or the council. They each have their own attorneys. They ought to represent the city. There's all sorts of back and forth fights there. So those are some top line. If you want me to continue, we have a few more. So tell me.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, first off, I want to tell you that I read the report, and I thought...
Oh, well, good. You're one of... thank you.
I think y'all make some interesting observations about processes, about, you know, WIPs, works in process, and how things flow and why they flow. And, you know, typically when you have a lot of independently elected officials that you're asking to come together, there's a whole lot of friction points. And you got to be able to talk through those friction points in order to have things really work. The structure of New Orleans city government is challenging at best. And there's a lot of inherent conflicts that exist. And I think y'all did a great job of pointing them out, of pointing out these friction points that we got to get beyond. Separate and apart from the individuals that are in these offices. I mean, if you have, and we know what it looks like to have someone who's in a position of being non-compliant. I mean, we are running government right now through the judicial system. I mean, we're in court all the time. And
We're running the United States of America that way, too.
Sure. But we're getting bogged down, and, you know, we're not doing what we actually need to do. You know, and as you said, it's pretty fundamental about these five basic city services. I love the way that y'all broke that down.
Let me give you an example of the alignment and the dysfunction in processes. The sewage and water board really has a five-headed monster. You can decide where it's going if you're a legislator from Bunkie. You have a board that's controlled completely by the mayor. You have fees your revenues are politically set up. They're not set up in a way what is really needed and what are the formulas. You have a civil service system that plays the in other words, you can't run it. You've got a civil service, which is very important to protect people from bad politics, but it shouldn't be the human resource function. We're recommending a new water authority, and with appointments, you're going to need the state's cooperation. You need the federal's cooperation, because the best system in the world is still going to be billions of dollars short financially because of the antiquated system. But so we're recommending a board appointed by the governor would have some roles in appointing some people, the city and the city council and independent people. But we're going to try to, we're recommending anyway to eliminate that. And the other thing that's happening with the saltwater intrusion, you've got each parish scrambling to do their own intake system so they don't get salt water in their water and in their water system. And regionalization has always been important. It's been it's not been effectual. Like in transportation, they fight it. But it's reality. And so we're suggesting that, you have a water facility with five parishes participating with on and on land in St. Charles Parish. So instead of spending two or three times what you need to solve that problem, you do it collectively because it's a collective problem. So we have a whole number of recommendations. I could go on and on, but go ahead.
Yeah, let me make this commitment to you. What I would like to do is have is set up at least an hour-long roundtable discussion. And I'd like to get into that 216-page report and talk about a lot of these issues because I think folks would like to be educated on a lot of the deficiencies and the processes of what's going on. And I think your report does a great job of highlighting, as I said before, these friction points. And it would be difficult getting through it. But I think it's worthy of that. And so I'll have my...
We welcome that opportunity because our goal is to convince those that are running for office this time, mayor candidates, council candidates, that we're making sense. If you got a better idea, tell us and implement it. Because at the end of the day, you need government to implement these things. So I would love that opportunity.
Absolutely. Got to get to a break. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great week. I'll have my folks contact you. We'll be right back, folks. That's Press Cavicott for Real Estate Developer, part of the City Services Coalition. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.